Let's go to Hong Kong first, where there are still plumes of smoke rising into the air from a block of apartments, where a huge fire has left at least 55 people dead, more than 120 people injured, people still missing, and lots of residents asking how the fire started and why it spread so quickly. Safety experts say bamboo scaffolding fanned the fire. It's under control now. Three people have been arrested. Jason Kong is a resident of one of the blocks.
I live in block one. I didn't think the fire from block three would spread so fast. My dog was at home, so I came back to bring the dog down from the apartment. It was just around 5 p.m. and the police wouldn't let me up. The fire wasn't yet burning at our building. I don't know how my dog is doing upstairs now. I'm afraid the smoke will suffocate him. But now as I watch, the fire isn't burning so strong in my apartment. I'm devastated. There are so many neighbours and friends. I don't know what's going on anymore. Look at all the apartments, just burning. I don't know what to do. I hope the government can help us settle down after this.
Let's go live to Hong Kong and speak to James Griffiths, Asia correspondent for The Globe and Mail, a Canadian newspaper and news website. James, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today. Take us through what happened yesterday.
So at around 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday, local time, a fire broke out in one of the buildings, seven buildings at Wongfuk Court, which is a public housing estate in Tai Po in northern Hong Kong. And all of these buildings have been clad in bamboo scaffolding and green mesh netting as part of a renovation project that had been going on for almost a year, over a year, actually. And this netting appears to have enabled the fire to spread really quickly, both across the initial building where it broke out and then also to all of the neighbouring ones. So at one point, all seven buildings in the estate were on fire and several of them were catastrophically on fire, you know, turning into huge towers of flames, you know, that could be seen from miles around.
55 people now confirmed dead. Are there people still being rescued?
There have been some rescues today and also some people found that were among the missing, but there's still probably more than 200 people missing, we believe. And given the amount of time that's passed since the fire initially broke out and the fact that a lot of elderly people lived in these buildings, you know, the fear is that a lot of those missing people may be inside the buildings and may, you know, yet be added to the death toll.
Why did it take so long to put out the fire?
Part of the problem was just the sheer scale. These were 32-storey apartment buildings, and all seven of them, like I said, at one point were on fire. Several of them were, you know, on fire throughout the whole building. And so the fire services, which deployed, you know, more than 1,000 firefighters and 300 fire engines, were just struggling to try and get the blaze under control and then keep it under control as they fought the worst of the fires. At one point late last night, a school across the river from this estate actually caught on fire briefly because of this kind of flammable material that was floating around in the sky and the immense heat that in the area. So this was just an incredibly difficult job for the emergency services.
And James, what's being said about what started the fire and why it spread so fast?
It's still unclear at the moment what started the fire, but it seems to be, we're narrowing in on the likely culprit for its spreading was the netting and protective materials that were used around the scaffolding. So a lot of attention has been paid in the last day to the fact that the Hong Kong still uses bamboo scaffolding. But if you look at photos and videos from the fire this morning, you can see that a lot of the scaffolding has actually survived, and the scaffolding is generally treated with flame retardant materials. But what hasn't survived and what we could see in the video and in person yesterday spreading the fire very quickly was this green mesh protective netting that's supposed to stop things falling from the scaffolding during construction work. And that seems to maybe have been not up to par. There were arrests today, like you said earlier, of people connected to the construction company. And that will likely be the focus of the investigation, as whether this material wasn't up to standard and maybe allowed the fire to spread more quickly than it should have done.
Yes, three people arrested. Tell us more about those arrests.
So the arrests were two directors and another senior worker at the construction company which was handling the renovations on this building. A senior police officer yesterday said that there were suspicions of gross negligence, and there were also raids on several properties today, an office building and some personal residences that were seeking, I think, documents and materials related to this construction project. And so there will be a lot of focus in the days and weeks to come on exactly what was used and whether they cut corners or used inappropriate materials.
It's very reminiscent of what happened in London a few years ago at Grenfell, and questions then started to be asked about, for example, cladding on other apartment blocks which had public housing. Are other apartment blocks in Hong Kong at risk now?
It's unclear because, this bamboo scaffolding and the type of netting that we saw at Wongfuk Court, it has been used for years, decades in Hong Kong, and we haven't had this kind of disaster in the past. But it is very common. I'm speaking to you now from my home office, and literally looking out of my window, I can see a building opposite me, which is clad in exactly the same type of green material and bamboo scaffolding. This is a really, really common sight across the city. And, the government this morning ordered immediate inspections on all buildings currently undergoing renovations or repairs. But, hopefully, I guess we'll find out that this was inappropriate material and there isn't a kind of wider risk. But even earlier this year, there was a much smaller fire, which was much easier to handle. But the government saw that as a step too far and did say that they would start to phase out the use of bamboo scaffolding. And also these kind of massive projects where you see whole buildings covered in scaffolding and netting, often for months on end, which obviously does create a problem rather than if you were doing renovations at much kind of smaller scale, bit by bit.
There's nearly 4,000, over 4,500 people living in those apartments. Presumably, they're all going to have to find somewhere else to live now.
Yeah, and that's going to be another kind of catastrophe to deal with, especially with the government. This was a public housing estate. Hong Kong has a massive deficit of public housing spaces. And we now have another, like you said, kind of 4,000 people, 2,000 families who are going to have to find somewhere else to live. They're currently in temporary shelters. It's unclear what will happen to them in the kind of weeks to come. Obviously, there are hotels. There is leftover housing still from the COVID-19 pandemic that was used for quarantines, but it's unclear what will happen to these people, where they will end up living next year.
James, thanks very much for speaking to us. That's James Griffith, Asia correspondent for The Globe and Mail, speaking to us from Hong Kong this morning. The latest death toll, as James told us, 55 people now confirmed dead, 18 minutes past 7.